are you spending your time? Let's think that over with Pastor Jeff.
I mean, that vertical needs to be stronger. It needs to be fortified. And that is our relationship with God. To have a good relationship in any relationship is you got to spend time with that individual, that person. How much time do you spend with your Heavenly Father? How much time do you give to your Creator for all that He's done for you? It's our reasonable service to give Him our bodies as living sacrifices. That's what Romans 12:1 says, and that's important after all He's done.
Your Spirit leads me on, and I'm running after you. I'll leave behind the worthless lies, and I'm trading them for priceless truth.
It's time for Sound Doctrine with Pastor Jeff Johnson, the radio outreach of Calvary Chapel Downey. Glad you could join us. We're about to get back into our series in 1 Peter. We left off in chapter 2 at verse 21, and Peter is touching on something we all need, and that is the mind of Christ. What is it, and how do you get it? Well, stay close by, as those answers and more are coming your way on Sound Doctrine. And we'll also look at the motivation behind it.
First Peter chapter 2. Now, we're going to be talking about the mind of Christ. We used to say back in the day, and it was when I was young, boy, that blows my mind. And it usually is bad, you know, when it blows your mind. I can't handle that. I can't do that. That's crazy. Blows your mind. Well, this is the mind of Christ we're looking at this morning. And I found a scripture way back in Genesis, just jot it down, chapter 6, verse 5, where it says that God saw the wickedness of man, it was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. So out of the heart, the mouth speaks, the mind works, and it seems that there came a time that there is evil continually in men's minds, in their hearts, and it was messing them up. We are living in that day today. As in the days of Noah, so shall be the coming of the Son of Man. As in the days of Lot, so shall it be the coming of the Son of Man. And we are there in those days where there's wickedness that prevails throughout the earth, and men are continually thinking evil thoughts. So a lot of the war and the warfare is right here between our ears, the mind. And so I think this is great that Peter is getting us now into this very special section here on the mind. The song we sang this morning was another great Dan Mark song, To Be Like Him. That's my only prayer, to think like him, to be like him. Can that be? Can that actually happen? And so we're going to look at that. Peter's practical applications to being Christ-like is right here in front of us in 1 Peter chapter 2. It's not just a theory either. It's not just a concept. It's a mission possible, okay? This is something that Christ said we can have, that Paul said we have already if we are in Christ. That's important to see. To be godly in an ungodly world. It's an attitude for the tough in tough times. And I believe we're in tough times. I believe that we don't even really understand how tough it is because we're like the frog in the water that's the heat is coming up and now it's starting to bubble and he's starting to get scared. Well, it started to feel like a spa, but now it feels like I'm going to die, you know. We're like that. in this world. We don't really see everything. We don't know everything, but we are living in the end of the age, like Jesus said. And as you look at the prophecies, you look at everything coming together, this is the day. And so we need this ministry, especially for the mind of Christ. It's an attitude. Relationships are hard. In fact, I found a scripture in Matthew chapter 24 where it talks about in verse 12, and because iniquity shall abound, talking about the end times, the love of many shall wax cold. We're seeing that. We're seeing that out on the highways and byways. We're seeing that in our own nation, in Congress, in the Senate. We're seeing that all over this nation, in just the way people are carrying things out and how they're living. It's just horrible. The love of many has grown cold. The iniquity in their hearts has just come unglued. So not only outside of the home is it needed, but especially within the home. We need this counsel from Peter. We need this mind. So the key to victory is our relationship with the Lord. I already talked about this a little bit last time we were together, about the vertical. The vertical is when you're not right with God and you finally get right with God. See, this has got to happen first of all. I mean, we got to line ourselves up with what God says is what we need in our lives. And God sent His Son so we can become new creations, so we can become new throughout. And so He sent His Son to save us, to redeem us, to get us back to that place where we can be of good in this ugly place we call the world, in this filthy place we call the world. So we can be like lights in a dark place. And that is what is needed more than anything. So the vertical, you get that going, and then comes the horizontal. And that is our relationship with others. Once you get right with God, it's easy to have a relationship with others because your mind has changed. Your whole outlook has changed. Your whole view is different. It was skewed, but now it's no longer skewed because sin has been removed and taken away. And so we have a new mind in Christ. So we're going to look at this because I think it's very important. Peter speaks to us about the mind of Christ. Paul, when he wrote the Philippians, in Philippians, jot this down, chapter 2, verse 5. In Philippians 2, 5, he said, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." You can't get it any clearer than that. Paul's just saying, let's get the mind of Christ. Get it in you. See it in you. Begin to activate it, you know? Let this mind be in you. Over in 1 Corinthians in chapter 2, in verse 16, listen to this. He says, "For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him?" I mean, who knows God's mind where you can tell him what to do and how to do it? None of us. We don't have that mind, but he says, but we do have the mind of Christ. So there's something about this mind of Christ that Peter is going to be sharing with us, how to get it. What is it? What is the mind of Christ? So from verses 18 to 20, we had some examples about submission that pleases God. It's easy to love those who love you, and we talked about that. It's easy. It's also easy to get a lousy attitude when things aren't going your way and all of a sudden have this mindset that is not good. You know, I mean, I was tempted. I think the one time that I was really ready to break was when I was younger. I was working on the island out there in Long Beach, and I was a part of the pipe trades, and so we were putting in all new piping throughout the islands, and it was great because, you know, I was paid to go out there in a boat and paid coming home on the boat. So half an hour going out, half an hour coming in. So it was an extra hour pay. And it was beautiful out there to work out there all summer long, do a little fishing on the side, you know, and you know, have a little lunch. But I had this guy I was working with, and I was stuck with him. And his name was Peg Leg, and he was an old welder, and he hated apprentices, hated them. He was the worst guy. That he had broken down more apprentices than anybody in the union. I mean, this man was evil. He was an older guy. He was grouchy. And every time I would try to pick up an instrument to do my work, it was full of this gooey tobacco that he would spit everything. He spit over everything. And I'd, oh, man. And then he'd be yelling at me, you stupid idiot, you know. And constant on the job, constant. And I'm going, Lord, this is amazing. This man hates my guts. This man, I don't know. There's something wrong with him, for sure. And I was just taking it. And you know what? I just decided, Lord, you're bigger than this. We're gonna win this guy. So I just got into the love thing, you know. Hey, Peg Leg, what's up, man? You know, and I was just trying to get on his side. But he waited. I mean, we're talking months of this. And the Lord helped me. I didn't lose it. I steadied on, picking up the greasy, grimy stuff. And he took his attitude and all. And I really thank the Lord for giving me the mind of Christ at the time. Because if I didn't have it, I would have blown it all over that guy. I would have just left him. Because it would be easier just to say, okay, I'm another apprentice, I give. You know, get me off this job, you know. And I didn't do it. I didn't cave. So I thank the Lord for that victory. But I did my best, and yet this guy was on me continually. And, you know, that's when the pressure's on. And the pressure's on a lot of us out there. Because someone doesn't like you. Maybe your husband doesn't like you, or your wife doesn't like you. You know, that's a bummer. That's at home, right? Whoa, we need a mind change here, an heart change real quick, because this can get old real fast. So Peter's touching on something we all need, but we're different than the worldlings of this world. You see, there are the worldlings are those that are without Christ. And when you become a Christian, you become a child of God. You're different. Everything's different. You begin to act, and the DNA of God is in you. And you begin to act differently because of the Spirit of God that is living in you. And you begin to take on His image. And we'll see that as we move along here. So our attitude makes a big difference wherever we're at. Maybe some of you wives, you're living with a man that and a husband that's ungodly and is always barking orders to you. Nothing ever is right. And you're just going, man, how long can I take this? Well, my wife's taken it a long time. I can be stubborn. I can be weird at times. And she is so patient. And sometimes I just thank her because of just the mind of Christ that she has towards me and putting up with me all these years. It's just amazing. And that makes me want to just do better and be better. And I think all of us need this in our lives. So attitude can make or break our situation. And the incentive that we have, I love this. Turn over with me. I want you all to turn to Romans chapter 8, verse 5, because this is a so important counsel from Paul in Romans chapter 8. It's a chapter of victory, really. It's a chapter of understanding. And in verse 5 of Romans chapter 8, Paul says, "For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit mind the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally or fleshly minded is death." That's to have the mindset of the world. It's death. "But to be spiritually minded is life and peace." To be like Him. That's my cry. To have the mind of Christ. To be stayed in the Spirit. I mean, that vertical needs to be stronger. It needs to be fortified. And that is our relationship with God. To have a good relationship in any relationship is you got to spend time with that individual, that person. How much time do you spend with your Heavenly Father? How much time do you give to your Creator for all that He's done for you? It's our reasonable service to give Him our bodies as living sacrifices. That's what Romans 12:1 says, and that's important after all He's done. But that vertical, if we walk in the light, John, 1 John 1:7, if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sin. Your mind, your heart, you just stay in that sweet spot of walking with Him, of spending time with Him, of allowing His word to convict you, His spirit to lead you and to direct you, and so you don't stumble and get into a situation. We need Him every day, every moment of every day. So let's look at it. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21 is where we left off. For even hereunto were you called. Oh, okay, we're called to what? Because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow His steps. And so He gives us a few motives to help us on our way getting the mind of Christ. Number one, we are called to suffer. If you'll turn to 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 12, one page over, he says in 1 Peter 4:12, "Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is about ready to try you, as though some strange thing is happening to you." Oh, what is this? You know, this is a horrible trial. But here's our reaction, should be, "But rejoice inasmuch as you are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when His glory shall be revealed, you shall be glad with exceeding joy." So all of these who, and this is a promise to us, all of those who live godly shall suffer persecution. That's what the scripture says. And all those that live godly shall suffer tribulation. Many, and we read the Psalm, Psalm 34, many are the afflictions of the righteous. So evidently the word is trying to prepare us that trials and suffering, it's just a part of being a Christian. It's just a lifestyle. You go, then if that's what it is, I don't want anything to do with it. But it's a lifestyle with power. It's a lifestyle with victory. It's a lifestyle with cleansing of your mind and your heart. It's a lifestyle in the spirit. And so we'll get more of this as we move along. But he says, in the world you shall have what? But be of good courage, because what? I've overcome the world. So we become overcomers in this world, more than conquerors. Why? Through Christ in us, through the mind of Christ that He gives us, we become conquerors. So we got to see this. Over in, at number two, when you think, so number one is we're called to suffer. Number two, when you think you've been wronged and you got a raw deal, look at His example, he's saying. What is His example? A perseverance in hardship. That's what he's saying. He is the one we get our eyes upon. He is the one that will help us. He is the one that will help us have the mind of Christ by His Holy Spirit. We are to follow His footsteps. That's pretty heavy. Over in Philippians chapter 3 in verse 10, Paul says, "And that I might know Him." I want to experience Him. I want to know Him and the power of His resurrection. And usually we end it there. Yeah, I want to know Him and the power, you know. Wait a minute. Finish the verse. "And the fellowship of His suffering, being made conformable unto His death." Oh, suffering, death? Is that good? Yeah, when you look at His example, it's great. It changes us the way we think. As he went to the cross, so are we to be crucified with Christ. What do you mean? Well, Romans says it best. It says that we're to put to the account, on the account, that as Jesus died on that cross, we also died. That's in faith. When Jesus died, I died to self. Remember, Paul, Galatians 2:20, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life that I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave his life for me. There's that illustration, crucified. But we have to reckon the old man dead. We have to put it to our account that when he died and I believed in him, I died to self, to me, myself, and I. I died to my way, to get back all the things of the flesh. And there's many. There's many. Remember, he didn't suffer for himself or his sins or his wrongdoings, but he died for yours and mine sins. He died for us. I think Isaiah nailed it when Isaiah says, Isaiah 53, he says in verse 5, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised, wounded, you know, for our iniquities, our sins. The chastisement of peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. He took all of that for us. So we wouldn't have to take any of it. You said, yeah, but there's still persecution and there's still beatings and everything. Yeah, but how did he respond when he was given all of these things? He says, you need the mind of Christ. You need to respond differently. We need to follow his example. Well, then let's see how he did it. So he suffered wrongfully for us. Over in Acts chapter 5, hope you're putting these down, Acts 5:41, and these are when the disciples have left, they were threatened, they were told not to do this anymore, they went before the courts, and they kicked them out, and this is what it says, and they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name, and they suffered. They were beaten. I mean, it wasn't pleasant. And many times we see throughout history, Fox's Book of Martyrs, man. I mean, left and right. Christians have always suffered. They've been beaten, abused, used, stepped on, all that. How come it's still going on? Well, it's part of this world. If you're going to live for Christ, you know, look what they did to him. And we deserve less? No, they're going to do it to us.
We're developing the mind of Christ today on Sound Doctrine with Pastor Jeff Johnson. It's one part of a study in 1 Peter. You can hear it again through our website at sounddoctrineradio.org. You can purchase a copy when you give us a call, toll free, 800-353-7553. The suggested donation is $5. Again, 800-353-7553. We also have an app, and that's a great way to stay connected with us and listen to some of Pastor Jeff's teachings, too. Look for Calvary Chapel Downey in the App Store or Google Play. Our friend in the ministry, Pastor Ed Taylor, has a new book, and it ties in beautifully to our present series, so we'd like to offer it to you. It's titled, God's Help for the Troubled Heart. We all go through painful trials, and maybe for you, that has been at an all-time high in recent months. God stands ready to help us when we experience a troubled heart. I know you'll be blessed and encouraged as you read God's Help for the Troubled Heart, and maybe request an extra copy to give to someone who could use the encouragement. We'll send you a copy with our thanks when you support Sound Doctrine with a gift of $15 or more. You can order with ease online at sounddoctrineradio.org or call 800-353-7553. Sound Doctrine is made possible through the generous support of our listeners, and as we go through God's Word, one verse at a time, we're looking to our listeners for help to pay for radio time. Together, we can reach people with the love and truth of Christ and make a difference. You can make a secure donation online at sounddoctrineradio.org or call 800-353-7553. It's a highlight of our day when we hear from our listeners. Take a moment today. Write to us. That would mean a lot. Email us at sounddoctrine@calvarydowney.org, and please also mention the station that you listen to. That's sounddoctrine@calvarydowney.org. We'll return to 1 Peter next time out on Sound Doctrine with Pastor Jeff. May God richly bless you as you take in and apply sound doctrine to your daily life. So, Father,